Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, I just received a package from your company, and I don't want it. I don't have a good reaction to the taste of those things. So you want to send me something to send it back to you, and you give me credit for the $79 you charged me?
Okay, sir. Allow me to pull up the order. What is your zip code?
12590. My name is John German, 14 Ritter Drive, Wappingers Falls, New York.
Okay, sir. Thank you for verifying all the information. So you were saying that on the product, that due to the taste, you're wanting to return it?
Yeah, I don't want this. I don't want to spend the money for it.
Oh, okay, sir.
Charity.
Now, I'm
Go ahead.
unable to stop that shipment, so I wouldn't be able to stop the payment for the $79.99.
Bullshit. Wait a second. You can't steal my money on me like that. I don't want this thing. I'm sending it back to you. You got to repay my money.
Okay, sir. When you place the travel pack and you pay that $39.95, it does let you know that there's a subscription, so every 2 months you would be sent out product at that price.
Say that again slowly. I'm a little hard of hearing.
Okay, sir. When you place the travel package and you paid that $39.95, it's on an ongoing subscription where you would be billed $79.99 every 2 months. That's why you received another shipment.
Wait 1 second. Hold on. Okay. All right. Say that again slowly, all right? I got it. Looks like the bill in here is for almost $80, and I
Yes,
don't.
sir. When you signed up for the Omax Sleep and you got the travel pack where you paid $39.95, that's on an ongoing subscription where every 2 months you're billed $79.99. That's why you're seeing a billing.
But I don't want it. I don't want it. It's too much money. I can't afford it. I got a wife with dementia. It costs me $7,000 a month to take care of her. I can't
Okay, sir.
afford this.
I can get you the low rate of $59.99 if you would like. Are you able to hear me, sir?
Hello? Yeah?
Yes, sir. I'm letting you know that we're able to get you the low rate of $59.99 if you would like.
$59.95. I don't want it for 59 cents. I don't want it. I don't need it.
Okay, sir. I'm unable to stop that shipment that went out for $79.99. Now, what I can do is I can cancel for you as you were wanting to do, and you can receive a 50% customer courtesy. It takes 3 to 5 business days to go into your account.
I have, listen, unfortunately, I'm having a very hard time understanding you. It's probably not your fault. I'm very hard of hearing, and this hearing aid is not working so well.
Okay, I'll speak
I
up for
want
you. Are you able to hear me now?
I'm sorry?
Are you able to hear me now?
I can, but speak slowly. Say it again.
Okay, sir. I can get you a 50% refund on that product since I'm not able to stop the shipment. So you would keep the product and you get 50% back in 3 to 5 business days.
I'm going to mail it back to you now. Tomorrow, I'm going to bring it down to the post office and send it back.
Okay, sir.
I want.
You wouldn't be able to return the package. Due to everything that's going on now, we would just ask that you discard that package. I will place the refund on that $79.99. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days. So we just ask that you disregard that product. Just throw it in the trash.
I'm very sorry. It's my fault. It's not yours. But I have a very hard time picking up what you're saying.
Okay.
Is there anybody else I can talk to there? Is there a man I could talk to there?
So are you not able to understand me, or you can't hear me?
Let me ask you this question. Can I take this down to the post office and mail it back to you with a letter to your address in Lewiston, Maine, and request that you credit my credit card or whoever you charge this against? Because
no, sir.
I can't do that. Is that what
you cannot do that. What you would do is you would throw that product away, throw it in the trash, and I'm going to process a credit for the $79.99. It takes 3 to 5 business days.
You're going to give me a credit for $79.99?
That's right, sir. You're not able to return the product.
The last part of what you're saying I can't pick up. Please say that slowly. Say that again, honey. Would you one more time?
Okay.
You want me to throw this box in the trash, is that right?
Yes.
And what happens to the charge of $79?
I'm going to credit it.
You're going to credit me that?
Yes.
In four to six weeks?
3 to 5 business days.
I will get a credit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. That's good. That's perfect. You can't do better than that.
Okay, sir. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
I don't want to throw this in the garbage. Why can't I send it back to you? Somebody else, another customer may want it.
No, sir. Due to the virus, we don't take a return on the products for our customer safety.
Your customer safety. I didn't open anything. I didn't touch anything. I understand, sir.
We're asking all of our customers to do so. It's nothing against you, sir. It's just for all of our customers that want to return, we ask them that they disregard the product.
Just disregard it, and I will get a credit for it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Do me a favor. All right. Just so in a week from now, I'll recheck this thing.
Okay.
What is your first name?
My name is Laura.
Laura?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Laura. I will call you in about 10 days, okay?
All right, sir. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
You want me to throw this away? That doesn't make sense.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I can hold it for a while and be contaminated. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense for me to throw it away.
No, sir. Just disregard the product for us, okay?
Okay. All right. But I'm going to get a credit. That's all I'm concerned about. I can't afford to keep this. Thank you.
I understand. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.